The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 97 new COVID-19 cases and 0 deaths in its latest update posted December 2. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Collingwood, 1. One person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Clearview, 4, one youth under 18 years old, and 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. All 4 cases are still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 3, one youth under 18 years old, and 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. One case is linked to close contact, and one is listed as community acquired, no known link. Barrie, 35, 5 youth under 18 years old, 8 people between 18 and 34 years old, 6 people between 35 and 44 years old, 11 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 5 people between 65 and 79 years old. 15 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 is outbreak related, 7 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 2, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 4, 3 youth under 18 years old, and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. One case is linked to close contact transmission, 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 is still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 10, 4 youth under 18 years old. 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 is outbreak related, and 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. The remaining cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 16, 2 youth under 18 years old, 6 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 5 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, and 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link. The remaining cases are still under investigation. Remara, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Severn, 4, 3 youth under 18 years old and one person between 18 and 34 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link. 1 is linked to close contact transmission, and 1 is still under investigation. Midland, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Tay, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Tiny, 1, one person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 5, one youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact transmission, and 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link. Issa, 2, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 4, 2 people from Bracebridge, 1 person from Huntsville, and 1 person from Muskoka Lakes. Included in the new cases reported today are 48 unvaccinated, 1 partially vaccinated, and 48 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 655 active cases in the region. 30 people from Simcoe County and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Over the last 8 weeks, there have been 76 Simcoe Muskoka residents hospitalized with COVID-19, and among them 22 were fully vaccinated, 5 were partially vaccinated and 49 were unvaccinated. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 15,806 cases of COVID-19 with 14,873 of those cases recovered and 278 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and nearly 78% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include La Source Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 4 cases. Innisdale Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 29, 2 cases. Our Lady of Grace Elementary School, Angus, declared November 29, 2 cases. Unnamed private school, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 23 cases. Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 8 cases. Uptergrove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 3 cases. St. John Vianney Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 9 cases. Monsignor Lee Catholic Elementary School, Orillia, declared November 24, 2 cases. Hewitts Creek Public School, Barrie, declared November 22, 6 cases. Tosoronto Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 15 cases. ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 3 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 5 cases. West Bayfield Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 6 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 8 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 14 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 9 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 8 cases. W.C. Little Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 12, 10 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 12 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 11 cases. A school in Huntsville has been closed. There have been 25 cases associated with an outbreak at Spruce Glen Public School. This is the first time the health unit has ordered a school in the region to close during the pandemic. An outbreak previously declared at St. Anne's Elementary School in Penetanguishene is now over. There were 2 cases associated with the outbreak. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, Orillia, declared December 1, fewer than 5 patient cases. Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, declared November 29, 1 staff and 1 resident case. Fitness and Sports Center, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 8 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 1, 27 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 2. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosoronto 257, 237, 2 November 28 2, 168,118 75.8% Barrie 5,434 5,024 131 the 13th of December 13, 542,128 85.1% Bradford WG 2,359 2,282 39 2 December 1st 5,404 30 84.9% Clearview 178 164 5 2 December 1st 1,184 83.9% Collingwood 307 296 4 December 1st 1,244 2089.1% ESA 626 594 5 2 December 1st 2,597 5074% Innisfil 1,480 1,434 the 21st of December 13,590 56 83.7% Midland 248 229 6 2 December 1st 1,355 82 87% New Tecumseth 1,735 1,697 the 19th of December 14,098 33 79.7% Orillia 485 419 9 5 December 1st 1,435 9 5 89.5% Oro Medant 302 281 6, 1 December 1, 1295 56 83.5% Penetanguishene 254,239 The 8th of November 32,636 62.90.7% Ramara 149, 135, 1 December 1, 1425 67.86% Severn 128, 105, 3, 1 December 1, 854 113 84.6% Springwater 396, 369, 2 December 1, 1, 847,121 90.7% Tay 151, 145, 3 December 1, 1346 54 86.9% Tiny 166, 157, 2 December 1, 1237 37 79.3% Wasaga Beach 393, 361, 5, 2 December 1, 1, 658,169 86% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 21. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.